Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tensions appear to be building at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum at Columbia Point. The library's longtime and widely respected director, Tom Putnam, is leaving. His resignation follows the exit of several dozen other staffers from the library and the supporting foundation. The departures coincide with the tenure of a new foundation CEO, Heather Campion, and they raise questions about the library's stability and its future. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Meandering past photos of the young Kennedy clan, past Jacqueline's signature dresses, campaign posters.
I am today announcing my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
There are photos from the civil rights movement and a replica of the Oval Office Kennedy used. These are all required fare for children growing up in Boston and thousands of tourists every year. Working at the Kennedy Library has been considered a plum job. So word of an exodus that, as of yesterday, includes library director Tom Putnam, is alarming to those who invested many years at the library.
It's a much more serious situation than people understand.
Tom McNaught is a former executive director of the John F. Kennedy Foundation, a private organization that raises money to support the library. McNaught says the departed employees took an archive of institutional wisdom with them, wisdom that will be lacking as the museum prepares future exhibits and plans a celebration in 2017 of President Kennedy's 100th birthday. McNaught is angered by explanations offered from the current foundation board.
You can't dismiss this all as, you know, part of the strategic plan or bringing in new talent. I think it's serious, and the loss of Tom Putnam certainly brought that home to everybody.
Putnam has spent 16 years at the library. He launched the forums that bring top speakers for discussions that cross the political divide. He began work to make the museum's content available online. He's known to have clashed in recent months with Heather Campion, who heads the foundation that funds much of the library's work. Several former employees say they left because of Campion's erratic management. She declined an interview request for this story. But many of Putnam's supporters are calling on the board to figure out why the library is losing talented staff. Ellen Fitzpatrick, an historian at the University of New Hampshire who spent many hours in the library, calls Putnam a great public servant.
I'm just heartsick over this news. It's just a tremendous loss to the historical community and to the public at large.
A loss to the public, say Putnam's supporters, because he had balanced the tension between preserving Kennedy's legacy and making sure that legacy was historically accurate. Tim Naftali, a former director of the Nixon Presidential Library, says Putnam fought to open public access to Kennedy files that either the family or federal agencies had not made available before.
And I just hope that the evolution, that what we're not going to see is a reverse, a return to the old Kennedy Library that was reluctant to talk about the president's flaws as well as his manifold strengths. You can believe that Kennedy was a great president and also accept that he was imperfect.
It's not clear if a dispute about the library's mission was part of the reason Putnam left. In a statement, he says he's proud of his accomplishments, but has decided it's time to move on. Putnam is a federal employee, but must work closely with Foundation Director Campion. Most of the departures have occurred since she joined the foundation last year. Campion, a former banker, told Radio Boston last year that her mission would be to continue JFK's passion for new ideas and his embrace of the promise of the future.
He was also all about the best, getting the best people, getting the best ideas, getting the best of everything. And I think his museum reflects that, and it's our job to continue to carry that spirit on in the next 50 years at the library.
Campion did not make herself available today. We left messages for a half dozen board members, some of whom have described the atmosphere at the library in recent weeks as toxic. There's no word on what changes may be in the works to address turmoil at the Kennedy Library. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.